Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Apology
promise vital and cause it to be fully realized. All is to be sanctified and realized by the word of God and prayer. God, deep and wide river of promise will be life-giving waters to our hearts. Let's go to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this glorious Monday, which is called Memorial Day this year. We ask that you continue to allow us, oh, Heavenly Father, to do the things we do. We ask you to continue to allow us to guide our families, friends, and loved ones. Guide them in the way in which we can continue to do better. Continue to receive blessings, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask right now for those that are shed in, sick and shed in, to heal them, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask right now that for those who are going through family problems, to heal those as well. I want to add a special thanks for allowing my aunt Sanko to be here as long as she has been here, oh, Heavenly Father. She fought a great fight, and I want to thank you for allowing me to be in her life. I want to ask that for all that just have loved ones that are not here today, oh, Heavenly Father, continue to motivate them to understand that we all are going to be called one day, oh, Heavenly Father. We just want to make them strong mentally, physically, and spiritually. We ask, oh, Heavenly Father, for those that are out on the road today to keep us safe, for those that are just enjoying them families, allow them to be aware of what is going on around them, oh, Heavenly Father. For the ones that were burned out last night, oh, Heavenly Father, we help that you aid them as well. We ask that you just look over all of us this glorious Monday. Continue to allow us to be the best we can. Blessings and more, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Once again, I just get so happy to be able to have this opportunity to pray with my brothers and sisters alike. I'm going to open the lines up. If y'all want to talk about anything today, you have this opportunity to hit the one button. I didn't go to any races this weekend, but I, you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of different people on here that perhaps might have went and seen some racing that would like to elaborate on what they saw. I did get a couple updates from the, I believe it was a Pro Stock Joe. I got a couple updates on different things that happened in his era. I do want to say to Gigantor, I want to say happy birthday to you, Mr. Gigantor. And I also want to say happy to Darian Horns. That's my youngest brother. I want to say happy birthday to him one time for your mind. With that being said, if y'all got any other shots out, y'all go ahead and hit the one button. We can let you in, and we can talk about this Memorial Day. I do want to say that I don't know what Memorial Day means to y'all, but to me, it's giving back. You know, I had my oldest brother was in the service, and he made it home. And now my oldest son is in the service, and, you know, hopefully he can continue to do what he do and be safe out there. So for y'all that, you know, on this glorious Memorial Day, enjoying yourselves, hey, hit the one button and we're going to do what we do. Otherwise, I do want to say that yesterday, Holly Springs, I heard that that race was awesome. They put on a great race. The small block car, known as the Jolly Rancher, went over there and handled business. The Jolly Rancher gave candy to everybody at the track. They gave the little green sour apple Jolly Ranchers to everybody at the track. And the driver that hailed is known as the Chick Master. The Chick Master, great job. Man, you've done it again. And the crew. The crew that was over there with them, nephew Mike Hill and Junebug Jones. Yes, I did say Junebug, country Junebug. Yes, that individual that when you see him, he's working out now, But he does wear shirts a little tight, but he is working out to get his chassis right. Believe that. Junebug Jones is his name. Went over. Oh, I forgot. And Don't Do It, and you know who it is, Freak-A-Lot. Freak-A-Lot, shout-outs to you, man. You went over there, and you did what you had to do until the crew chief, which is known as Aunt Bonnie, ABP, Aunt Bonnie, went over there, and they got down. So props to the whole crew for winning the small block race. They did a great job and came back confirmed that they made it safely, but I'm sure I will hear from them momentarily. With that being said, I didn't get any information on if 901 boys did anything over in that area. So once again, y'all come on in if y'all got anything you want to add and we can get this thing situated. We're going to have a short show. If y'all don't have anything we want to talk about, ain't no need in wasting nobody time. So I'm going to give y'all one opportunity again. I'm going to go to this commercial break here. And, you know, like I said, the reason I came on today was basically to, you know, say the prayer with you guys and give y'all the inspirational vitamin. And, you know, that's about it. But let me go ahead and go to a commercial break, give y'all opportunity to think about what you want to say or what you want to talk about. If you want to do that, fine. If not, you know, I ain't mad at you. One moment.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
And we're back with you. The Bread Man, one time for your mind on this Memorial Day holiday here. I guess y'all don't want to talk today, so you know the Bread Man got to move along and go to the next chapter. I'm going to go ahead and I have several things in which I want to give you this morning. I want to read a couple of things. I don't know, it's you know, it is a good little people on the line, and you know, I know that, you know, we go through a lot of things. So let me just read off a lot of things that I've looked at as far as making headliners for this show today. I just want to read off, since you guys are listening. It has to do with building strength. That's what this has to do with. And we need to build strength when it comes to grudge racing. Why? Because people say anything to you in grudge racing. And I just want to give y'all this glorious Monday piece of what I do to deal with the pressure, I would say, the pressure that comes behind grudge racers and grudge racing in a whole. So let me read off, since y'all just want to listen, I guess I'll give y'all something to listen to. My strength didn't come from lifting weights. I'm strong because of God, because every time I get knocked down, God is there to pick me up. Also, that was just one thing I write. You know, as I go through the day, I do think of certain things and get shot and, you know, try to repair where I've gotten shot at and pick myself up. So I have to build on things like this. God has the perfect timing, never early, never late. It takes a little patience, and it takes a lot of faith, but it's worth the wait. Know that God has a plan for us. God never does it all at once. Just step by. God wants to teach us to walk by faith and not by sight. Now, Fred, man, how do you apply that to your grudge world, to your life in a whole? Well, we all now have gotten so accustomed to using microwaves. We want things to happen right now. You know, it got to happen tomorrow. Well, I get a lot of flack about, where's your car, Bread Man? Why isn't it out here now? And y'all don't realize that Breadman don't have any sponsorship. That is something that I'm looking for, but everybody don't get it. So when you look at a family man, working man like myself, Rome wasn't built in 1 year. This earth wasn't built in 1 day. And the knowledge in which I have about racing is great, but the finances, this just won't allow it. So the last one that I have, y'all are doing a great job listening out there. The last one I have is whenever you do not understand what's happening in your life, like right now, I don't understand why not one person has picked up and pressed the one button and said anything. I can't understand it. But through that, I can go ahead and continue to whatever you do not understand what's happening in your life, just close your eyes and take a deep breath and say, God, I know this is your plan. Just help me through it. Just trust in God. Well, there y'all have it. I have delivered the inspirational vitamins to you guys. Y'all can take that and roll with it. And the bread man, I'm going to keep stepping. I stepped in here and tried to do something. Y'all don't be mad at me, but I got to go here. We're going to enjoy this together. I ain't going nowhere, but I got to go to another commercial break. 1 minute.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
I'm back with you. I'm back with you. Well, we don't have anyone that want to step up and say anything. So, here we got a quick one. We got a quick one right here. If y'all have any announcements, go and get it out of the way. 863-4142. Your mic is hot. Good morning. Happy Memorial Day to you.
Good morning. You know I can let you get away like that.
Man, what's going on with you?
Not much. Well, Paul had a good race. I don't know if you heard it or not, but Bigfoot finally came back, and they ran all over T5 Saturday night. Way even a close race.
Well, I did hear that, T5 was real late. They said he pulled back up on him. They said it was a, pretty decent race, but, I'm looking for them to run again before Mike Hill race. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
What did you see? Well, I mean, talk to me. For those of y'all don't know what this is, this individual here, they call him Richard, and he is striving to be the Grudge Racer of the Year. So, and he's right now, I want to say 5-0. You 5-0, right, Rich?
Yeah, 5-0.
Yes, he is 5-0, folks. So, right now he's
newcomer
doing well.
Newcomer, third man. Newcomer.
But yeah. They call it new rookie. It's rookie. They just say
rookie.
Newcomer.
Yeah.
But newcomer of the year is what the Grudge Inc. guys, but I'm saying rookie of the year because he ain't really been on the Grudge scene like this right here. He's starting to mix it in with these big-time guys, and he's doing a great job. I do want to add, he is doing a great job at, what he's doing until, the horns boys get out there, and then we'll see exactly you know, what we going to be supposed to do. But anywho, I ain't going to get on that because he did step up today. But, Mr. Richard, what did you see and how did you view that race? Because I really hadn't heard, you know, just one side, you know what I'm saying, or what happened. Could you go ahead and elaborate on what you seen and really your thoughts on it?
What I seen, to me, I thought that Bigfoot were more prepared than T5 was. Because T5, didn't, to me, he didn't make a good pass. And then, to me, they were kind of playing, he was kind of playing mind games instead of just going on into the light. They sat there for 5 minutes. I got it on my, on a video. They sat there 5 minutes waiting for each other to get into the beams. And the starter, he kind of messed it up also because soon as T5 rolled in, soon as the light came on, he dropped the tree on him. But it wasn't a close race. I don't know who said that. It wasn't even close. It was a runaway.
Wow.
It was a runaway.
Well, if you can, text me that video or,
okay,
you know, on Facebook. I would like to check it out because I haven't. The only videos I saw were Smoke. I saw Smoke. Smoke them. They backed on us out on the scene with the Nova. They made a nice hit. And I saw Troy Perez, you know, literally, to me, it looked like he literally cut Smoke head off. I mean, literally, Smoke just cut his head off. And, you know, close race. Pardon me?
Yeah, it was a real close race. They had a good fight shoot for Hank Hill. He was on his game in that back half shootout. He was the man to beat all day. I mean, I really didn't see nobody beating him. I mean, he was on the game. He was on the tree. I mean, every pass he made all day was straight down the track.
Hank Hill was racing? Who Hank Hill's car?
He had the Briscoe brother car. He was driving the Gold Nova. The one that
won. Oh, Hank Hill drove that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was
okay.
Yep. I mean, he was on the game. He was driving. He was tuning. He was doing everything.
Man, that's awesome.
And Lil Rick from down south, he looked real good. Real good. So Stone Cold better get ready. That could be a good race when they meet up.
Uh-oh.
Lil Rick looked good.
That's all right, yeah.
But, yeah, it was hot during the first part of the day. But it turned out real nice at the end. I mean, the weather got nice and good, had a nice big crowd. But a lot of them Florida guys that got nice cars need to come start supporting Florida a little bit more than have to wait to go to Georgia, South Carolina, and stuff like that. Well, other than that, it was still a good race, though. But a lot of guys here need to come out and support home and build it up back up here again. But other than that, it was a good race.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I look forward to Bali. Bali does throw some nice races, and I'm definitely looking forward to coming home for the one that's going to be in the end of the season. And, you know, hopefully if things work out, you know, I really would like to run at that event, definitely, if things work out.
Man, if everything work out, maybe you could tie up at that event.
Well, you know, that'll be great. That'll be great. You know what I mean? It'll be a great, great outing. It'll be a great floor to do it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. I look forward to it. I ain't running from nobody.
Oh,
you know that.
I just think I'll push the one button, but I listen to your show every Monday. I guess I'll never push the one button a lot of time, but I'm on here every Monday morning listening to you, though.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Rich. And, you know, I try to support the home team as well, you know, on Thursdays. And, you know, we just be having fun. I hope you don't take anything too serious. But
you should know me by now.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I hope you don't take it too serious. I mean, that way, when it comes time for me and you to look eye to eye, you know what I mean, you won't be too afraid of me.
No, I ain't do that. And, we got our 275 Mustang. We brought it out yesterday. Y'all are going to watch out soon.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I ain't gonna save him up, but once we get it done.
What When are you going to get that car you got on your page? When is that going to come out? Is that what you're going to run in the back half flash with?
No,
you're
going to
run that back half flash? Oh, okay.
No, I got a true stock suspension car now. That Mustang that's on there. Right now I'm just waiting on the motor. I had to change the pistons in it. And that's all I'm waiting on. The chassis, the cage and everything is done. I'm doing the brakes. Now, matter of fact, I was outside doing. I had to come back and listen to your show. I was out there putting the real brakes on then. And
okay.
That's pretty much it.
So what car are you going to run? What car? You still got the Camaro, though, right? The back half Camaro?
No, I sold that.
Oh,
he ain't got rid of that.
What are you gonna run us with?
Oh, with a Mustang.
At 28.
I got an 01 Mustang. Yeah.
Oh,
Pro Charge and everything. It won't be nice to be Pro Charger though.
Oh, okay. Now you do know we back half, don't you?
Oh, I that'll be all right. I have no problem with that. No problem at all.
I just want
a lot of bike have on the try. There's a lot of them bike have on the try if everything worked right.
Well, okay. Well, you know, you did say that, and there's a lot of people listening now. So I did say we are back half, but you know, he said he's still. That's a real grudge racer now. That's a real grudge racer. We ain't picking on him, but you heard what he said. He gonna try a lot of back half. Whoa.
I mean, I know how to stand my class. I know a lot of them I can't mess with, but some of them that I know I can run with.
Right. It sounds good. All right, then.
To get that belt at any year, I'm going to have to chop more people, right?
Definitely. You know, you just got to get on the scene. Just, you know, do a little more traveling, like maybe – you know, Carolina, you know, hit a couple grudging, you know, go out to Holly Springs with them. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them go up north. Good race to try to go to is that one, I think it's July the 26th, Lil Tony's throwing it up there. That's a, I'll get you the information and text it to you. I know I'm going to that race. But one,
huh?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to the
Ronnie
race.
Ronnie Brown had one also that day, I think.
Oh. Well, I ain't got nothing against Ronnie. He broke the races. I'm just, you know, I'm just looking at, you know, just throwing it out there how you can mix it.
Yeah, I know.
I think Ronnie throws about two or three of them here, right, every year.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I'm not here to say miss out on heels or whatever. I'm just throwing it out there.
No. I understand what you're saying. You're throwing it out there, and that's another way to get on the scene also by going up that way. I know what you're saying.
Right. That's all I was saying. But, listen, I appreciate you, Rich. I'm gonna skadoodle on out of here unless somebody else want to hit the one button. We're going to get on out of here and go on ahead. And I know you probably cooking out the day and everything. Beautiful day. I'm going to get on out here and light mine up and get situated. The meat been marinating all night, so.
All right.
Ready to do something out here. So with that being said, y'all, Rich, I appreciate you, man. I look forward to talking to you Thursday night, Thunder.
All right, brother, you have a good weekend.
All right, you too. You have a great week, my brother. Appreciate you.
You too.
Well, y'all, we're going to shut this thing on down. Y'all know how to breed me and do it. I done gave y'all the inspirational vitamin. And I'm going to move out with something a little different because this one right here goes out to Mr. Richard. I got to throw this out there, man. For some reason, guy, man, he really, that guy really, something got to be wrong with his mind and he think he going to beat one of these horn boys. So this Monday, I send this out to you, Richard. I know it's how you feel.
Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. and somebody watching the act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own a black.
There y'all have it, folks. Something got to be wrong with his mind. This is the Bread Man, and I'm out of mind. Ow! We'll see y'all next week. The Bread Man, one time for your mind. Thank y'all for calling in. Peace.